Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taylor makes more moves on the Billboard charts. The boys of BTS are staying busy. Charlie and Sabrina take us on an emotional roller coaster. Zara Larsson tells us a totally relatable story about meeting Beyonce. And we catch up with Eladio Carrion. Hey guys, it's Tetris. It's Thursday, March 30th. And you know it's gonna be a good day because we're talking about some of my favorite topics like BTS and Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is continuing her chart domination with her latest release, All of the Girls You Loved Before.
All of the girls you loved before.
Taylor Swift released four new tracks time to the kickoff of her Eras Tour, with All the Girls You Loved Before debuting at number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100, marking her 189th career entry. Damn, girl!
But when you think
Taylor has now debuted at least one song on the Hot 100 each year since 2006, when she logged her first with Tim McGraw. Damn, girl! Her uninterrupted 18-year run of debuts marks the longest active streak among all acts. Taylor is the third artist or act with the most Hot 100 hits at 189, behind the cast of Glee at number 2 with 207, and Drake at number 1 with 293 hits. Now on to some BTS news. Wanna know what my boys have been up to? The BTS boys are busy, from V and RM's fashion takeovers to Jimin driving us crazy. Army, you know I'm here to run it down. Jimin is promoting his debut album, Face, and after a performance on Jimmy Fallon, he also hit the Mnet stage to perform his single, Like Crazy. The choreo is so good. He also did a live answering questions and told ARMY not to be scared of the choreo and to do the Face challenge. Because we're all totally as good as him and Taeyang, right? And other BTS members are killing it in fashion. V is partnered with Celine and is serving all the swag we expect. I need that backpack. And Bottega Veneta's creative director has welcomed RM to the family. RM also shared the photo and shouted out the brand for styling his performance in New York.
Shout out to everybody in this world, let's go.
Never a slow day when you're ARMY. For all your BTS updates, keep it locked on Billboard. Speaking of BTS, we have a major announcement coming from HYBE next week that you're definitely not gonna wanna miss. Make sure you keep watching. But for now, we move on to the ultimate tease. Charlie Puth and Sabrina Carpenter release a short film ahead of their much anticipated duet.
We can make this work. Let's just try.
Charlie and Sabrina spent over 6 minutes showing the ups.
Said what?
I love you.
And downs of a relationship.
I don't care that you were flirting. I just want you to admit that you were.
Okay. I was flirting.
Great.
Fine.
That's all you know.
In the short film, That's Not How This Works, Charlie plays house with Sabrina and records moments from their relationship, which is cute until it isn't.
I'm so sorry, am I bothering your process? Am I interrupting you? I'm so excited to hear this song, it's gonna be so great. You're gonna sell so many records, Charlie. You're gonna sell so many f***ing records.
Stop it!
Charlie takes a lot of pride in the project, saying, to date, I've made 34 music videos, and they rarely feel like they say the whole truth about a song. There's always more to say, and it's usually just outside the music. It's more in the moments, and that's how my brain has always processed things. Finally, I was able to make something to recreate truly what this song means to me. The song That's Not How This Works, featuring Dan and Shay, is out tomorrow. Our girl Runya Nipto sat down with Zara Larsson and played a rapid-fire game, and you have to hear about her meeting Beyonce.
Whoa,
most starstruck you've ever been?
Oh, so easy. When I met Beyonce. Everybody asks me why I'm smiling
from ear to ear. You met her?
Yeah.
Oh my God, when?
It was the 29th of May, 2015. 13? 13, I was 15, it was 13. And it was her show in Stockholm. I believe it's the 29th, and I had just like emailed it because I just got signed, and I just really, really wanted to meet her so bad. I had someone like take me backstage after the show, and I met her, and she was, they tell you to never meet your idols.
Right.
But I'm so happy I did, because if I wasn't like a huge fan then, I would have been after meeting her.
She was really
nice.
She
was so nice.
Oh, man.
And I was just bawling, and she was like, oh my God, you were the girl in the front crying. And I was like, yeah. Like, that's me.
Recognized.
I just cried the whole show. Oh, I cried the whole time meeting her. I was on a little like a Swedish meatball, like on the floor. I was out. And I'm very shocked that I even got like words out. I work hard, I grind till
I own it. I twirl on my... For the full game, head over to billboard.com. Now let's get to our interview with Eladio Carrión. Leila Cobo caught up with him while we were down in Austin for South by Southwest.
The song I have with Wayne is one of the most, it is the most special song, just because the type of song Gladiadores and the message it has.
It's all about power and strength and surviving.
Yeah, just manifestation. Yeah, just going, you know, just being this, you know, this gladiator. And every time I hear it, it's just like just a perfect song for him, you know, for the situation, you know, Wayne being my favorite rapper, him getting on that track specifically. So it's very gratifying. It's very nice to hear it. I hear it till this day, and I tear up sometimes. You know, it's a very nice feeling to hear that song. I'm talking Lamborghini love, Aventador adventures,
far from the sticks, spinning out in the trenches. Yeah. Now let's talk 50 Cent.
Yes.
So what's the song that you have with 50 Cent?
Si Salimos. That song has been in my email for 2.5 years. And if you look at my email, it says, Si Salimos, Eladio Carrión featuring 50 Cent.
Now 50 Cent, he likes Latin music.
He's
done stuff. So how did this collab come about?
I believe it was just the perfect track for him. Like if you hear the beat, you hear like the hook, everything. It's like, you know, Get Rich or Die Trying 50. So I bet like when he heard that beat, he se la rogó la cara así como, you know. We got 100% the right track with 50, with Wayne, with Future, with Quavo, with Rich, like everyone. We placed them on the right track.
You can catch the full interview on billboard.com. That's today's show. Come back tomorrow for your Friday music guide and our latest Billboard cover star. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.